This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمداً عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أعاذنا الله وإياكم من النار. Brothers and sisters, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in an authentic hadith on the authority of Ibn Abbas that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيهن أحب إلى الله من هذه العشر. There isn't an action, or there isn't a day when a person applies or practices a particular action, than when a person does it in these 10 days. These 10 days that we're living in now, these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, that is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a man said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Not even jihad. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَا الْجِهَادِ إِلَّا رَجُلٌ خَرَجَ بِمَالِهِ وَنَفْسِهِ. Not even jihad, except for one person, one type of person. A man that went out for jihad with his wealth and with himself. وَلَمْ يَرْجِعْ بِشَيْءٍ. And this person came back with nothing. Meaning this person died as a martyr. The virtue of these 10 days are mentioned in this hadith. There is no day from the days that we live in this dunya that are better than these 10 days. Last week's khatib, he spoke about these 10 days and mentioned many different things that a person can do in these 10 days. But that which we want to speak about today is a matter that every single person here today needs to comprehend, needs to teach these people or the people that are close to him, his family members, his children. Brothers and sisters, if you look at the sad reality today of our youth, how they are, what they know, it is a very, very sad situation. When you ask our kids about some of the channels on the TV and some of the football players that they know about, that they look at, they are able to tell us the full Barcelona team, the full Arsenal team, from top to bottom. The guy that's playing in goal, all the way to the guy that's playing in the forward position. The guy that's on the bench, even the guy that's injured, our kids, our youth, they know. You ask them about the TV programs. From the things that they watch, the little kids, programs like Peppa Pig. This is a program today that the youth, that the little kids, they are connected to. Most of the little kids, they know this program. You ask them about it, it is a program where you find pigs going up and down. The khinzir that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited from us, the kids are doing it, are looking at it. They're loving it, they're liking it. And games that they play, games like GTA. When a person goes and kills, he's able to even go into a strip club. This is the things that our kids, our youth are playing today. You ask them about the characters of what this pig is called and what that pig is called, they are able to tell you. They can tell you all the football players. But when it comes to the reality of what they're supposed to know, is sorry to say that they don't know this. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in a hadith, مَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ يَسْتَرْعِيهِ لَا رَعِيَّةٍ يَمُوتُ يَوْمَ يَمُوتُ وَهُوَ غَاشٌ لَهُمْ إِلَّا حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ. Never did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala place a responsibility upon anyone. And the day when this person dies, he dies as a person that has committed deception. He has deceived. He has been treacherous to his children and the people that come under him with his responsibility. And he came in another narration, وَلَمْ يُحِتْهَا بِنُصْحِ. How is this person treacherous? He doesn't advise. He doesn't do that which is an obligation upon him to do. To simply convey and teach his children and the people that are close to him these basic things in his religion. Today our kids know this. Wallahi, we shout from the top of our voices when it comes to academics, when it comes to going to the school, when it comes to studying in the primary, in the secondary, we want them to go to university. And rightly so, we want them to get an education. But do we have the same mu'amala with our kids and the people that are close to us when it comes to knowing what al-Islam means? You ask our kids, wallahi, the majority of our kids, they don't know the simple meaning of what al-Islam means. I interviewed a few kids one time outside of a masjid. A lot of them, they say, I don't know. Some of them, they say, peace. Some of them, they say, it's a way of life. The true meaning of when the ulama of al-Islam, they looked at the Quran and they derived from it three things that what al-Islam means, our kids, they don't know this. A person might be excused if he doesn't know the virtues of these 10 days that we're living in, but something that we all claim, we claim to be Muslims, and we don't know simply what al-Islam means. It is a musibah. It is a problem that we have in our society today. But when you ask our kids, they can tell you condensation, evaporation, alliteration, how the water goes up, how the water comes down. Some of the things they teach them in science, they know it inside out. They've mastered it. But when it comes to know what al-Islam means, we don't know. Brothers and sisters, the ulama of al-Islam, they derive three ingredients from the Quran of what al-Islam means. They mentioned al-istislamu lillahi bit-tawheed, that a person submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with tawheed. Wal-inqiyadu lahu bit-ta'a, that a person does what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to do. And then the third thing, وَالْبَرَاءَةُ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ وَأَهْلِهِ, that a person is free from shirk and its people. So what do these things mean? الْإِسْتِسْلَامُ لِلَّهِ بِالتَّوْحِيدِ, that a person submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with tawheed. That the ibadah that we do, the worship that we do, we don't divert it except to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many people in our society today, in our communities, in the community that we have today here in Leicester, how many people do we find who easily perform shirk? Ya Allah, Ya Rasulullah. It's okay for us to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also make dua to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لِيَخْضِيَ حَوَائِجِنَا. And this is now becoming widespread, whether we know it or whether we don't. This is the reality. Our kids playing with magic, they know Harry Potter, they know Cinderella, they know abracadabra. All these things, they know about it very, very well. The kids are taking ones and they're saying, spelling arm. All these things that you find inside the programs, that is in relation to sihr. And this is what I've seen with my own eyes. A Muslim father with his Muslim child. In Toys R Us, she's getting a one and she's doing this. Billahi alaykum. Do you really think that when these kids become older, they are going to stay away from a pig, a khinzir, that they're watching today? Or they're going to stay away from magic? Or they're not going to be doing that which they do in the programs? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us, مَنْ أَتَى كَاهِنًا أَوْ عَرَّافًا فَصَدَّقَهُ بِمَا يَقُولُ فَقَدْ كَفَرَ بِمَا أُنزِلْ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ. Whoever comes to a sorcerer or a fortune teller and he believes what she says, then this person has disbelieved in what came down upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In another narration, مَنْ أَتَى عَرَّافًا فَسَأَلَهُ عَنْ شَيْءٍ لَمْ يُقْبَلْ لَهُ صَلَاةً 40 لَيْلَةً. Whoever just comes to a arraf and asks her a question, just one question he asks, his salat is not accepted for 40 days. So if our kids today, they find it normal, there's no problem with it, then do you really think that when they grow up, there's not going to be a problem? When they're having some marriage problems, it came through my door, someone writing, if anybody has any marriage problems, call this number. And we can do spells, and we can do this, and we can do that. It came through my door. This is what goes for everybody, a lot of people's doors, a lot of people's houses. So if a person doesn't know the basics of his religion, then do you really think that he's not going to pick up a call when him and his wife are having problems in order for this problem to get solved? And then he leaves the fold of Islam. This is the sad reality that we have today. And today we hear aqeedah is not important. Where is aqeedah written in the Quran? The matter of aqeedah is belittled. Knowing your aqeedah. Brothers and sisters, the matter of qadr, the preordained decree, is one matter from the matters that is upon a person to believe. Abdullah ibn Umar, the son of Umar ibn al-Khattab, he said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَوْ أَنَّ لِأَحَدِكُمْ مِثْلَ أُحُدٍ ذَهَبًا. He swears by Allah that if one has the size of Uhud in gold, ثُمَّ أَنْفَقَهُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and then he spends this in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ثُمَّ أَنْفَقَهُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ مَا قَبِلَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنَ بِالْقَدَرِ. Nothing will be accepted from this person until he believes in the qadr. That one thing. No matter how many ibadah that we do, the siyam, al-nafila, the supererogatory siyam, standing up in prayer all day, every day, but we don't believe in these kind of beliefs, wallahi, it won't benefit us at all. Nothing is accepted from this person. Nothing is accepted from this person. And if a person is committing sin, this person is sahib ma'siyah, major sin, but at the same time, yuwahid Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has the correct belief, and at the same time, he doesn't commit shirk, then it wouldn't be exaggerative if we said that this person, if he dies upon what he's upon, there is still a chance, sooner or later, he's going to come out of the hellfire. This is sahib kabira, someone that does commit zina, but at the same time, this is a kabira. We don't want to have a bubble above our heads that there's even a chance for us to go into the hellfire, to get punished for whatever we've done. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "An-nara allati tuqidun juz'un min 70 juz'an min nar jahannam." The fire that you have in your house is 1/70th from the fire in the hellfire. So brothers and sisters, this is the reality. The importance of al-aqeedah, the importance of establishing the tawheed. Today, the focus has been taken away. People that are very famous on YouTube, they're saying things like, oh, we need to only give preference. Huh? We only need to speak about drugs and alcohol and girls. But the matter of aqeedah, we don't need it. Wallahi, the guy that drinks, the guy that commits zina, is 100 times better than the one that commits shirk. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might forgive him and might punish him. It's solely down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever he does with him. The second thing, ikhwani, the second thing, al-inqiyadu lahu bil-ta'a, that a person does what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to do. If you look at the second most important thing in our religion, the matter pertaining salat, if you look at the issue of salat, how many Muslims today who claim to be Muslims, but at the same time they don't pray? The matter of salat is not important. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to us, "Al-ahdu alladhi baynana wa baynahum salat, man tarakaha faqad kafar." The promise, the contract between us and them, the difference between us and them, the agnostic, the Hindu, the Sikh, the Christian, the Jew, the difference between us and them is salat. "Man tarakaha faqad kafar." Whoever leaves this off, this person has disbelief. Abdullah ibn Shaykh al-Uqayli, who met at least the 30 of the Sahaba, he said, "Kanu la yarawna min al-a'mali tarkahu kufran ghayra salat." They never used to see an action that was abandoned to be kufr other than salat. Maybe if a person didn't commit siyam, he never fasted, they had excuses. They had excuses for this person. Perhaps this person is a traveler. Perhaps he's ill. If a person didn't perform hajj, perhaps this person, he doesn't have the money. But when he came to the salat, nobody had excuses. Because if the person, if he can't pray standing up, he has to pray sitting down. If he can't pray sitting down, he has to pray lying down. It's never ever fools of a person. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he said in the Quran, قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسْنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمِ. You have a perfect example in Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام. Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام. Now look at Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام. How he was adhering to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to do. Imagine you were told that it's upon you to slaughter your child. It's upon you to slaughter your child. How our reaction would be. And look at what Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and also his son did. Ya abati if'al ma tu'mar satajiduni inshaAllah min as-sabirin. His son says to him, oh father, do what you've been told to do. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam does it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him to leave his family in the middle of the desert. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam didn't say, oh Allah, I like al-Islam, but I don't want to do this. I like al-Islam, but I don't like the hijab. I like al-Islam, but I don't like the beard. Rather, when the command came down, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was from the first people to submit. If qala lahu rabbuhu aslim, qala aslamtu li rabbil alameen. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to submit, he submitted straight away. That doesn't mean a person is perfect, that he does, that he's not going to fall into mistake, that he doesn't have any shortcomings. That's why we have tawbah. Some of us, we find tawbah is not even part of our DNA. Bani Adam is going to make mistakes. He falls into sin, something that is bound to happen. But a person needs to make tawbah. It is from the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to do. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as Allah azza wa jalla mentioned in Hadith al-Qudsi, إِنَّكُمْ تُخْطِئُونَ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَأَنَا أَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. You make mistakes day and night, but I forgive all sins. But what do we have to do? فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِ أَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. Seek forgiveness from me and I will forgive you. And the last thing from the three ingredients that the ulama have mentioned, وَالْبَرَاءَةُ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ وَأَهْلِهِ. To be free from shirk and also his people. Does that mean when your neighbor John says good morning to you that you blank him and you frown at him and you give him a dirty look or you don't get involved in any community cohesion? Is that what al-bara'atu min ash-shirki wa ahli means? How was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was nice. One of the main reasons why a lot of the kuffar, they entered into al-Islam was because of the akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His lofty manners, his lofty etiquettes. And also you ask majority of those that have newly come into al-Islam, what is the main reason why you came into al-Islam? They tell you what? Because of how the Muslims they deal and how the akhlaq is, how their mannerism is, and etc. So what does he mean? That when it comes to ibadat, when it comes to their religion, we have nothing to do with it. We don't do what they do. Their ibadat, we are free from it. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to do. And at the same time, pay attention. I am not saying that we cut off from these people. Today we tell the people, do not get involved in Christmas. Do not get involved in Halloween. Do not celebrate Valentine's Day. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. The day when I completed your religion, وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. And I perfected my favor upon you. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And I chose Islam as your religion. And also because we have a'yad, wait a few months, wait a few days, the Eid is coming. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَوْمُ عَرَفَ وَيَوْمُ النَّحَرْ وَأَيَّامُ تَشْرِيقْ عِيدُنَا أَهْلُ الْإِسْلَامِ. The day of Arafah, the day of Tashriq, the يَوْمُ النَّحَرْ, also the Jum'ah that we have, and also the Eid al-Fitr, these are days of celebrations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the Muslimin. Stick to these ibadat, stick to these celebrations, and it is enough for you. Wallahi, we get looked at as if we are speaking another language or as if we are crazy. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I will conclude with this, a man came up to him and he said, Ya Rasulullah, inni nadartu an anhari ibnan bi buwana. I made an oath that I want to slaughter in a place called Buwana. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why this place? Why this place? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him two questions.
هل كان فيها وثن من أوثان الجاهلية يعبد؟ Did they used to worship their gods there? Second question he asked him. هل كان فيها عيد من أعيادهم؟ Did they used to make their celebrations in that place that you're speaking about? The man said no, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him to carry on with his oath and to slaughter. The whole point is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was about to prohibit him from slaughtering, doing an ibadah in a place where they do the ayat, the celebration. Let alone a person actually celebrating, getting involved in Christmas. Today the Muslim man, the Muslim father, what does he do? He buys a box of chocolates for his wife on Valentine's Day. But the rest of the year, what happens? There is no love, there's nothing. All in imitation to what the disbelievers do. Brothers and sisters, wallahi, if only we knew the true meaning of this definition, a lot of the things that we do today, we wouldn't do. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who submit to whatever they hear. And they act upon the ayat, the ahadith, and the athar of salaf. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them to do. Brothers, a very quick announcement, as the brothers requested for us to announce now, regarding the sadaqah. The masjid is in dire need. They have a lot of dune. They have a lot of problems. All we're asking the brothers, wherever you can, remember the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, مَا نَقَصَ مَالٌ مِنْ صَدَقَةٍ. When a person performs sadaqah or he pays the sadaqah, it doesn't decrease him in wealth. Another important thing, brothers, is regarding the Eid prayer. The Eid prayer in Victoria Park will go ahead. The Eid prayer in Victoria Park will go ahead unless there is a very big problem. It is severely raining, or you know, frosting, or it starts to snow or something major like that happens. Otherwise it will carry on being established there. But if something really major like that happens, what happens? We will end up praying in this masjid inshallah ta'ala. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر.